from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Dare they overturn this? I'm just saying, that's how judgment calls work, and it sucks that they got that one wrong, in my opinion. But there are people out there who would probably feel that that is the right call.
They're all judgment calls. Did the guy get the first?
Holding on every play, yes.
No, the guy get the first down or not? Was his knee down on the fumble? They're all judgment
but
calls.
But you see how a face mask is different than OPI. Is his hand in the face mask ripping his helmet
right
off?
I mean, the face mask one is a much easier black and white thing to do, but let's not pretend like some of the calls they had to look over now that aren't penalties aren't gray area calls where they're nitpicky and they're trying to see, did the ball get to this yard line or was it an inch or two short of that? They're all like that.
Pony, I understand that. What I want to be clear about here is, unless it is one of those black and white plays where they just blatantly missed it and the rule is so clearly written that there's no argument about what happened, I think the league would be very loath to actually have somebody else off-site review the play and overturn the call made by the people there.
412-928-9370. Let's get to Gary in Katanning. Hello, Gary.
I know how this is going to sound after a Steelers win.
Why say it? You don't have to say it. You're not at gunpoint.
Exactly.
If it's his opinion, though, he needs to say it.
The fourth and one, to put him up eight, to not go for that, this has been a symptom of Mike Tomlin's coaching for 18 years. His situational awareness, his situational coaching stinks. And his reason afterward has, I'm sorry, I've just reached my breaking point with this guy, Coach Cliche, whatever you want to call him, not living in our fears. Well, you know what? If you want to be petulant answering that, just go all the way with it. Just be a petulant little bitch every time somebody asks you a question.
You can't say that one.
You can't say that.
I was saying Gary needs to say his opinion if it's his opinion. I'm going to take that one back. I'm going to rescind that. No, you can't take any calls here. We all dumped
it. No, I'm not taking a call. I'm saying here is Tomlin's explanation for that play at the end of the game.
Just, you know, we're going to live that life. We don't live in our fears, man. We play and play to win. If you can't get fourth and one, man, sometimes you don't deserve to win. And that's just a philosophical approach that we live by. I believe in our bigs. I've talked to you guys repeatedly that we're going to ride the wave that our bigs on offense and defense provide, and we mean it. Obviously, we didn't get it done right there, but we still live that life.
Look, I thought it was a big mistake in the moment, too, because it went against their philosophy for the entire game, which was take the points, always take the points, trust the defense, make it a situation where Atlanta needs to score a touchdown and get a two-point conversion against your defense, and the worst that does for you is tie the game, no fluky play, and you lose the game, no, like, defensive touchdown or special teams play and you're only up five, you end up losing because of some ridiculous play. You make the Falcons earn it if you kick. And also, I thought the execution of it and just everything about it, They were discombobulated. They were not on the same page. I still don't even think the offensive line knew it was going to be a quarterback sneak. I think Field just went and did it on his own. To be honest with you,
very
he could catch everybody off guard, and Atlanta was right there pouncing on it.
It looked like the worst version of like a one-man tush push you could ever do.
So all of that are reasons why I, in the moment, thought it was a bad move. In the end, though, Tomlin got it right in this respect. One of the reasons why you do go for it there is, okay, if we get it, great. We've got first and goal at the 5-yard line, and there's 7 minutes left in the game.
Put
this thing away, take more time off, get a touchdown, go up 12 or 13 points, whatever. When you don't get it, okay, now they're at their own 6-yard line. And your defense has teed off on them all second half. And you've got Kirk Cousins who's urinating his pants back there because he knows on any passing play that he's going to get hit. So that is one of the other reasons why Tomlin probably thought, okay, if I don't get it here, what situation am I putting my team in? Atlanta's got to go, they're down 5. They got to go 94 yards here to beat us. And I trust my defense to not let it happen. So I'd say on that one, Chris, I was like 80% in favor of them taking the field goal.
They needed to take the field goal because of the problems they had had in short yardage that game. I said in the moment, I said to myself, normally the analytics, by the way, 100% would support you going for that, I think. It would be like a strong recommendation, go for it, go for the kill shot. I just didn't like the way their offense looked for a lot of the game, just too disjointed. I thought the play itself, as Lou in Staten Island called in earlier to say, was very disjointed, and if you're going to burn a timeout, burn one to make sure you get the play you want. My main issue with Mike is, though, I think when it's convenient for him, he likes to say we don't live in our fears, completely undercutting the fact that the rest of the game was coached by a team, I wouldn't say fearing things, but
they were mindful of their
believing
fears
in its defense way more than it had faith in its offense. And I do think he likes to go to that kind of a quote after the game, especially after they win. And it doesn't really satisfactorily explain why you totally ditched your game strategy in a one-play situation.
Well, he likes it because it makes him sound like he's a hyper-aggressive coach.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone that watches his team plays knows that that's just not the case.
Yeah, were they living in their fears or not living in their fears in the Cleveland playoff game when they punted the ball?
412-928-9370. If people want to react to that, also the officiating in the game, what needs to be done about that to make it better? 412-928-9370. Donnie, are you one of these people who think that full-time officials fixes that instead of having a guy like Gene Steratore who owns a sanitation supplies company, that he should be doing this around the clock 365?
I don't know if that's really the thing that solves everything here. I mean, what else are the guys going to do when it's not football season?
Dedicate their lives to it around the clock?
In what way? Like, I mean, you
can study and tape, practice, calling other games, staying in shape, just the official Olympics where they got to do sprints and everything.
Yes, this comes up all the time.
I think they should actually have the official Olympics and put it on a network. Like, they have to read a book. Like, they have to read up a book on officiating. Then they have to, like,
get quizzed on it.
They have to run, like, 80 yards down the sideline right after that.
I mean, it was just a...
And then they have to, like, throw a flag at an exact target.
I mean, what do you...
Ed Hockley doing the bench press like the late Larry Allen.
What do you think of my solution to make at least you can review one per game? You could challenge it, just like anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I am on board with that. I just feel like in the past, like we saw with the pass interference thing, which you brought up.
Oh, Donnie,
like
hold
that
on.
That got pushed out so quickly because the officials were, I would say, like petty.
They
about
were.
It.
Like, they were like Angel. They were all Angel Hernandez. Man, do I have breaking news? Steelers breaking news.
Okay, we'll do that when we come back.
Oh boy,
Texas. I was going to do it in the headline.
Save it.
Okay.
Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates Fan Text on. You could tell people about Pirates and Marlins tonight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Don.
Cam Johnston appears to have a serious injury. I have an update for you. Next time we come together, it's a shame for him. This guy has been spectacular, man, through team development. He's an absolute stud, not only in his talents, but his approach to business. And so, you know, my heart goes out to him.
In your heart care matters, get your heart checked at UPMC Heart and Vascular Institute. We have breaking news on what the Steelers are doing to replace Cam Johnston. I am not going to make it seem like it was the same way I reacted to TJ Watt tearing his pec and missing substantial time or any other major injury like Ben with his elbow against Seattle in the home opener back in 2019. But I will confess, on my couch, down in my man cave yesterday, when I saw the replay of the Johnston hit, and then the way he came off the field, I was acting like the Steelers had just lost one of their best players.
Well, if they're going to continue to try to win games the way they did yesterday, they did.
I looked at Johnston as one of their biggest moves in the offseason, in one of the places where they were going to make their biggest jump from a year ago. They had the worst punter in the NFL in Presley Harvin. And the stats on Johnston, he's a top five NFL punter. He's got a cool Australian accent. He looks like Bill Burr. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff to like about the guy. He averaged 50 yards 52. A punt, thank you, in yesterday's game. He's a weapon.
Oh, I thought you were talking about his replacement's punting averages, my friend.
No, I think he averaged 51 yards or 52 yards
no,
a punt yesterday.
I was getting ahead of my skis here because you were waxing rhapsodic about Cameron Johnston.
I mean, am I overdoing it with Johnston, Donnie? Were you very excited about a punter for once in your life? I think we've watched so much bad punting here for a long time that getting an upper echelon, dare I say, elite punter, I thought was going to make a big difference for this team in 2020.
Well, he did only. You mean one where you watch the broadcast and actually see the returner have to back up?
Yes.
To haul it in?
Technically, he only had a 37.5 net, though.
Well, he punted one. I think he outkicked his coverage on one of them.
He had a 58-yarder and a 45-yarder. But that's all right, boys. Now, there was a lot of concern. I heard Austin Bechtold posit this on the midday show, on the Joe show today, and Joe and Bob reacted with the appropriate amount of revulsion and horror. He said, what if they make a call to Presley Harvin? They're not doing that, Donnie. They've made a call to another somewhat familiar face, a man named Corliss Waitman, a man who averaged on 7 punts with the Steelers in 2021, 52.1 yards per punt, a net of 42.6. He then led the league in punts the next year with Denver with 96.
And I can't think, did he punt for San Francisco too? No.
He's only punted for two teams. He's punted 103 times, 46.9, and then a 41.5 net. He is from Suriname. He was born in Belgium, Donnie, but he's from the country of Suriname. Can you tell me what continent Suriname is on? Just give me a continent. It ain't Antarctica, and it ain't Australia, and you could probably guess it ain't North America.
Africa.
South America, my friend.
Damn it.
It's right in there with French Guiana and Venezuela.
I wanted to say South America.
Right in there. It's right up at the tip of South America.
I believe the gentleman is from Asia.
I believe the gentleman is from Mars.
I always liked Waitman. I didn't understand when he's been available on other teams' practice squads the last couple of years why the Steelers didn't get rid of Harvin and go to Waitman. I thought last year when Wing came in and punted after like a 10-year exodus that he was still better than Harvin. Tomlin had a very soft spot for Harvin because the guy was a great college punter at Georgia Tech, and we know he went through personal tragedy with his dad dying, and I think Tomlin felt like that affected his punting 2 years ago and wanted to give him a mulligan on that season, and then it continued to happen last year. I've heard multiple people say they never thought the guy really got in football shape. Not that your punter needs to look like
Adonis.
J.J. Watt in just underwear.
But if you're going to be an out-of-shape punter, you better be, or an out-of-shape specialist, you better be Sebastian Janikowski.
Exactly. You better be like smoking cigarettes and then knocking in 60-yard field goals. Field goals are in this equivalent, punting the ball 55 yards and pinning people deep.
I think this guy, Johnson was a really good punter, obviously, for the reasons you laid out. I think I have hope that he might actually be solid. And honestly, solid the rest of the year, if he doesn't get hurt too, would be a massive upgrade over what they had with Harvin.
He's better than Harvin.
That's just, give me like a 42 net, average, 43 maybe.
Don't be one of the guys when we come in here on Monday and we're saying the punter was so bad today and contributed to their loss, which we've done several times over the last few seasons, which was a Tomlin blind spot. 412-928-9370. Here's Steve on the Fan. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
With the fourth and one call, it could go either way. It's 50-50 chance. So if it made it at all, it would be a great call. So,
do you think they should have called timeout to get a more organized play out there, or no?
Yeah, they should have called timeout.
Okay, so you're saying it could go either way. What would you have done in that moment, Steve?
I would have called timeout and then go for it, get him off sides, and then hopefully he's able to go off sides. If not, then go for the field goal then.
So you'd have burned a timeout to try to get them to jump.
And then you would have called a second timeout. You would have gotten organized with a timeout, and then you would have called another timeout.
Presumably you take 5 yards for Boswell because he's going to make it anyway.
Okay. All right, so Steve is giving us a long-winded way of saying, let's not crush Tomlin, but I still ultimately disagree with what he did in that moment. Here is Vinny in Columbus, where the NFL teams in his state are robust 0-2. Hello, Vinny.
Hey, guys. I wanted to tell you guys something first. I actually started my own Steelers podcast, and I kind of wanted to thank you guys because I love your show. So,
thank you. Well, you'll have to pass along with it. What is the name of it? Is it I'm Surrounded by Browns and Bengals Idiots?
No, it's the Vinny Sportscast.
Okay. That's easy to remember. I'll have to give it a listen, Vin.
You know why I like it? You put your name right on it because you're expecting greatness. That's how it should be.
Yeah,
just like the Joe Show on 93.7 The Fan.
Vincent, you picked 10-7, so you thought they'd win games like yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. And like with Fields, they were doing a lot of like rollouts to tight ends. And, I loved the throw he had to Pickens and wear that corner out. I think it was a cover two defense they were running in that. But, yeah, the defense was really good. And I really like Deshaun Elliott. He's a really good pickup. And I think him and Mink are going to be a really good duo.
Who would you start against Denver at quarterback?
I'm so torn just because, I want Russ to have that game for obvious reasons. But if he's not ready to go, then obviously Justin. But I guess I'll say Russ because I don't like the optics of going from Justin to Russell. But because of this, circumstance, it's rare. I feel like Sunday was just kind of like a sneak peek for Justin as opposed to get Russ back in. And if he doesn't play well, then you can go back to Justin permanently and feel good about it.
All right, Vincent. Thank you. Russell Wilson wanting that game. It sounds like, according to Kabali, that there was some pouting that was going on from Wilson that he wasn't allowed to start yesterday. So, to me, Tomlin would have to think if the guy was unhappy with not getting the call in Atlanta, he's going to be even more pissed if he doesn't start in Denver. And if I got to, that should not influence or be the ultimate factor in who starts and who doesn't. It should be who gives you the best chance to win. But I think the two guys are so close. I would just strictly taking that into account, I would start Russell Wilson because I don't want him to become a complete a-hole because he thinks the team is jerking him around,
If Fields had thrown for 320 and three touchdowns, I'd have said, Russ, I'm very sorry that you feel hurt by this. He's starting the next game. But he didn't. He left. I think Fields played, I don't want to say poorly enough, I think he was underwhelming enough, or however you want to call it, that you can go back to Russ, and I think do so under normal, like, without having to, like, make up a reason as to why.
That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, and it is brought to you by his new friends up on Mount Washington at the Steel Mill Saloon. Don?
The Debrief, September 9, 2024. The reunions keep on coming, boys. Tom Pelissero says the Steelers are signing Terrell Edmonds off the Jags practice squad.
Just initial reaction, that is a lot of safeties. Are they going to make the whole plane out of safeties?
I guess they're going to cut that safety who made the team, the bad Elliott. Remember how
Jalen?
Remember how there used to be the other McCutcheon?
Daniel McCutcheon.
There was Daniel McCutcheon with Andrew McCutcheon.
He was the pitcher of record during the Jerry Neal says it's safe game.
I think Jalen Elliott is the bad Elliott on the Steelers and is probably going to get shown his walking papers now that they have Terrell Edmonds.
Well, that's a more sensible explanation what my brain went to, which is whenever you see something like this and nobody's really predicted it, somebody got hurt without anyone noticing.
You know what? Thank you for saying that because that just jogged my memory. Tomlin did say Darius Rush got hurt in the game.
More of a slot corner. So who can bump down from safety to corner? Can Deshaun, he's always been a pure safety.
How about Casey?
Maybe in a pinch. But
got a couple of snaps at slot.
I mean, Terrell Edmonds is a pure box safety, like a strong safety, box safety. That's what he does. He tackles people.
He's blocked me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did actually. Ripped him a lot.
Well,
so
he was not a good draft pick.
I always felt like he was more a victim of being picked in the first round. If he's a third.
Oh, wait, I'm unblocked?
Wow.
I'm back.
He went to Jacksonville and thought he was rid of you.
I want you to put the word out that we back up.
I hope now that Edmonds is officially back with the Steelers, one of his first acts is
he
to block
Pony
again. That would be an amazing maneuver. He always struck me as a guy that even if you picked him in the third round, where you expect a guy to eventually become a starter, I think if he's a third-round safety, like late third round, and he has the exact career that he did, I think people are like, unspectacular but solid pick. Not a great player, but an average to above-average player.
Yeah, 110%.
But he was the 27th or whatever pick in the draft. Didn't Lamar go a pick at,
Lamar was 32.
Lamar was 32. Yeah, who went the next pick, though? Somebody really good, I thought, went the very next pick in that draft.
We're talking about Terrell Edmonds' draft?
Yeah, somebody I thought the whole story was, Lamar went five picks later, but then somebody I thought good went right after him.
Actually, no, the guy that went after him, I've legit never
Sucks
even heard
even worse.
Of.
Okay, then it's just the Lamar thing. But
yeah, it was Lamar.
I think he's a victim of circumstance there, and I'm never going to rip a guy. Like, I will not rip Kenny Pickett, and I never tried to rip him for, and I thought I always avoided this, for being a first-round pick. That's not his fault. It's his fault that he didn't play well. It's not his fault they took him 20th overall. It just isn't.
I just always looked at Edmonds as a borderline starter, regardless of where he was picked, where he just slides in, replacement-level guy.
Here's his problem. Here's his problem, though.
So many strong safeties have looked like him before, and so many strong safeties will look like him after.
That's the problem. They used a first-round pick on a guy that does not play the splashier safety position, like typically, and does not do splashy things. A guy that does what they asked Terrell Edmonds to do can almost only look bad. You miss a tackle, whatever, you get like blocked right out of a play. Very few times do you have a chance to make a really big splashy impact on a game.
Jesse Bates went with the 54th pick in that draft. He's a better safety.
He's very good.
Brian O'Neill went with the 62nd pick.
Oh, I would love to have him.
Donnie, that would have been, speaking of taking guys from Pitt, that would have been a whale of a pick instead of watching Chooks out there for all those years.
O'Neill is a Heisman Trophy winner.
And how about Chooks? 10 plays in yesterday. Told by Gerard Mayo, take a seat on the bench. I don't care about giving me gruff or lip or whatever you're saying. Your play ain't good enough. He goes out, and after he left the game, the Patriots offensive line kicked it into high gear, And they dominated that game against the Bengals, and all it took was a benching of Chooks to make it happen, Mulsey.
I will only randomly say, not to stop piling on Chooks, it's fun to do that. I thought I read a stat, though, where their running backs did basically all the work. Like, their line did not really do a great job. Stevenson just had, like, an unbelievable game. But that distracts.
Oh, so Stevenson's making yards there out of nothing, is what you're saying? Who's saying this?
They did the yards before contact stats.
Is this a PFF
No, I think it was, like, Greg Bedard or somebody like that. But they did a yards before contact, and basically it was, like, Stevenson and the rest of their backs were terrific. Who cares, though? Let's not let that distract from the important thing. Chooks got benched. Very funny. Very funny. Brian O'Neill would have looked great in a Steelers uniform because he's awesome. This, by the way, just not to, like, pile on here, but Terrell Edmonds, a first-round pick who, how many years after he was drafted? What is it, 6 years now?
Yep.
Was on a practice squad. The late Kevin Colbert run of picks, not overwhelming. And that wasn't the Edmonds pick the start of that bad run?
Yeah, because that's the first year after Watt.
Yeah. That was the start of a very questionable run of picks.
How would you grade Najee Harris yesterday?
I thought he ran hard. I thought he did. It was one of the, what did he have, like 20 carries for 70 or something?
Like, I liked him.
Very bizarre world numbers, but like whenever people defend him and say he runs much harder than like the media types give him credit for, or us, this was a game where I thought he really kicked ass. And you know what? His total yardage stats would have looked better if A, Fields had thrown the ball to his hands, and B, he had caught it. But I think that was more on Fields missing a wide open player.
He also tried to do the bizarre thing that drives me nuts about him. The play when Grady Jarrett and Broderick Jones got into it. Two plays before the fourth down in one play that went awry.
Yep.
He tried to hurdle the guy again.
He loves doing
that. I hate when he does that to smaller defenders. You're a big dude.
Truck him.
You've got similar height and weight stats to like Jerome Bettis.
To Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry.
He
run the guy over.
He did it earlier in the game to Terrell. He destroyed Terrell on the sideline.
And it didn't happen, and he got up and he put his like fingers together like I was this close to jumping over you. Dude, that's the problem. Stop trying to...
And it'll get you hurt.
Stop trying to be Dominique Wilkins and just run through the guy.
Okay, quickly here, since we're moving all over the place. I, as a Jaylen Warren fantasy football owner, very concerned with his lack of snaps. It better not be that Arthur Smith goes, I love this Derrick Henry clone I've got in Harris, because he barely played, did Warren. Barely played.
Yeah, I think the hamstring had something to do with that.
I actually hope that is the case, because if this is just suddenly he was healthy and they didn't really want to utilize him, that is not a good harbinger of things to come.
I refuse to believe that he thinks that Najee's that much better than him, where the snaps were 38-21. And that Cordero Patterson was getting touches over.
No, Arthur Smith Jaylen loves Warren Cordero Patterson. Come on.
You know who else he loves? LaMichael Pruitt, who played.
Michael Pruitt.
Michael. Why do I think LaMichael?
LaMichael? LaMichael Pirine.
Michael Pruitt played 59% of the snaps yesterday. Also mind-boggling, Van Jefferson had more snaps than George Pickens. I don't care how many designed runs you plan on having and if you think Jefferson is better at that. In no universe should Jefferson ever, 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 unless Pickens is dry heaving on the sidelines or broken in half, should Van Jefferson play more
than
George Pickens.
Wheeling the top and bottom of Pickens out there to take his spot?
I mean, what could possibly be the justification for that?
Well, I'm going to tell you something you just said that you offered as their internal potential justification that I still think would look bad for George. In no universe should a guy who had the reputation as a blocker that Pickens had coming out of Georgia be benched because they think Van Jefferson's a better run game guy. George Pickens was known for wiping people out, and frankly, Jesse Bates ran right through him like you know what through a goose to blow up a play.
He didn't. Drake London played every snap for Atlanta. Now, props to Joey Porter Jr. and also the pass rush of the Steelers for making him a non-factor in the game.
Mm-hmm.
He was out there for every single snap. George Pickens was on the sideline for 32% of the Steelers' snaps yesterday. They had 68. He was out there for 46.
Do you know what's frustrating about that? He still had six catches for 85 yards when he's not even out there all the time. We're close to it. That shouldn't be hard to use your obvious best weapon that way.
Donnie, thanks for a debrief.
Man, we went all... Where the hell did that debrief even start? I don't even remember already.
The breaking Edmonds news. Remember when there were three Edmonds?
Do you know who's the father of the three Edmonds brothers, Donnie? It's an NFL player. Played tight end for the Dolphins, among others, I think.
Jim Edmonds. I forget their dad's
name. You clearly
did
not play Tecmo Super Bowl where Farrell Edmonds was a big star for those Dolphins.
And you know the name of his mom. Cookie Edmonds.
Really?
Yeah.
It's still not as good as...
Isn't that Magic Johnson's wife's name, Cookie?
Cookie Edmonds.
My favorite one, though, is Amon-Ra St. Brown and Equanimeous St. Brown, and their dad's name is just John Brown.
Isn't their mother from Germany, and she only spoke to them in German? I heard that,
apparently.
They
speak five languages. He told me that at the Super Bowl, Amon-Ra, and he said that his dad had him, like, powerlifting when he was 4 years old.
Their name is actual... I knew that, so we were talking about him on the way down to the casino, me and some neighbors this weekend. Mother only spoke to he and his brother in German because she's from there. And then dad, their actual last name, Pony, is just Brown. Dad adopted the name St. Brown. Why?
Because he thought it was cooler.
Thought it would look better on the back of a jersey.
That's awesome.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.